Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9. The ointment woman. The importance. The importance of this account of the woman with the ointment. Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9. Now you know the story, I'm sure, but let me just go over it. Christ is in Bethany. Remember, it's getting very close now to the crucifixion. We have seen behind the scenes, we have witnessed the way these bigwigs amongst the Jews, these scribes, these teachers of the law, these chief priests, the way they've been scheming. We don't want a riot, they said, but we want to get rid of this man. And Christ knows that within hours now, the whole thing is going to come crashing down upon him. And he's in Bethany, reclining at the table of a man known as Simon the leper. And this woman comes behind him with this very expensive perfume, breaks it and so on, pours it on his head. And there's an uproar of righteous indignation, hypocrisy, really. Oh, well, all this waste of money, the poor and all that. And Christ answers that. And then at verse 9, the close of this episode, we get this amazing statement, and I want to stress it if I can. I tell you the truth, says Christ. Now that's verily, verily, amen, amen, a most solemn truth. Now let's get hold of this, says Christ. Please get hold of this. Wherever the gospel is preached, wherever the gospel is preached, throughout the world, throughout this age, you see, throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Mark 14, 3 to 9, especially verse 9. So in this little discourse, I can say of a certainty that in my small way, I am definitely fulfilling prophecy in this brief discourse. Why? Because I'm trying to preach the gospel. I do it in books. I do it in audios, videos, whatever. I try it, gospel snippets, longer sermons, short addresses, brief thoughts. I try it always, if I can, to preach the gospel. And wherever the gospel is preached, Christ says, this woman's action will be told in memory of her. There's something about this woman's action that fits in closely with the gospel and with the preaching of the gospel and the bringing of sinners to Christ. And so, I am, briefly, simply, very ineffectively, no doubt, but fulfilling this prophecy. This woman shows such open devotion to Christ. What a contrast to the secret, sneering, sly way of the Jews. No riot. She doesn't care what riot goes on around her. They're worried about the consequences. She couldn't care a drachma or whatever it is, a shekel. She couldn't care a shekel for it. A mite for it. There's no riot, they say. Well, we don't worry about riots. What we want is devotion to Christ, says this woman. And she has an eye and an ear and a mind for Christ and only Christ. And Christ shows the importance of it. In every place, whenever the gospel is preached, wherever it is preached, this is the gospel principle. And what is the gospel principle? Christ is all. Colossians 3:11. And he's all in all to this woman. Nothing. Her reputation, her name, what people think of her, gossip, none of that stops her. She's going to be devoted to Christ. And she gives up to Christ everything. That's all she's interested in. And Christ is saying, wherever the gospel is preached, this will be preached. This will be spoken about. And what is more, he's speaking about Scripture, because it's recorded in Scripture. So, therefore, we have the record of it. And therefore, that is there, because it shows the gospel principle. And what is the gospel principle? How does it apply to me? How does it apply to you? Well, what do you think of Christ? Who is Christ to you? What is Christ to you? I'm not asking what religion is. I'm not asking what church is. For religion and that kind of thing, look at what the Jews are doing. No, no. This woman's got it. It's not religion. No. It's Christ. and this woman knows that Christ is all. Now, in a previous discourse, I quoted John 1:11. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. No, okay. But if you go on, but to as many as did receive him, and this woman, she did receive him. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. Yeah. Well, let me quote Samuel Medley in closing. He can express it far better than I can. And I'm reproved by his words, challenged by them, and I want to meet that challenge and come under that reproof. Oh, that my heart could love the Saviour and demonstrate that love to the Saviour like this woman did. Join all who love the Saviour's name to sing his everlasting fame. Great God, prepare each heart and voice in him forever to rejoice. Of him what wondrous things are told, the woman would echo that. In him what glories I behold, that's just her word. For him I gladly all things leave. Well, she's certainly doing that. Reputation, money, expensive ointment, everything. To him my soul will forever cleave, and she did cleave to him, didn't she? In him my treasures all contained, well, she knows that. By him my feeble soul sustained. From him what favours I receive, well, she did, wherever the gospel is preached, her name will be mentioned. Through him I shall forever live. With him I daily love to walk. Oh, that I felt that, knew that. Of him my soul delights to talk. Oh, God, make it so. On him I cast my every care. May I learn to do it. Like him one day shall I appear. Bless him, my soul, from day to day. Trust him to lead thee on thy way. Give him thy poor, weak, sinful heart. With him, oh, never, never part.